Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to another episode of The Gunsmith Show. But now on 103.1 The Ticket, we are here Saturday, June 6th. Kind of a gloomy day. Hopefully it's going to get better later on. But anyways, we are here live this morning with another episode of The Gunsmith Show. Now, typically, it's Dan and my father, John. And I've been tagging along lately, but today it's just me, Jacob, and my wife, Brittany. Say hi, Brittany.
Hi, Brittany.
So we are here today live. I've got Brittany. So she's kind of a gun person, kind of. Would you say you're, I mean, you understand firearms and the basic rules of safety and how things need to go with them, right?
I would say the past, like, how long have we been together?
Like 7 years?
8 years.
8 years?
Yeah. Oof. The past 8 years I've really gotten into it.
Well, that's okay. That's okay. So we're going to do we're going to have a fun show, right?
I'm excited about this one.
We are, yeah. I mean, you were on the show way back in COVID, back when it was on 1470 AM.
Yes. I think I've only done it like once or twice.
Well, that's not good, though. Every time you're on the show, they kill off a station. Oof. Does Dan know
okay,
that?
Okay, but this is a new one.
This is new.
Right?
103.1 The Ticket. We're happy to be here on this Saturday morning. Now, this first segment, as always, we have sponsors for the show. So this first segment is brought to you by Diamond Gems, Tire and Automotive Service Center, Dort Highway, just south of Bristol in Flint, well, Burton, Flint, 810-743-4210. I just had to put new tires on my Fusion. I didn't realize it. Those last tires had like 50 some thousand miles on them. He's like, well, that's.
Have you ever seen a bald eagle?
Exactly. Yeah. Have you ever seen a bald Goodyear? So there was. So I stop out there and Tim and the whole crew there, they took a look and said, well, that's all the noises. I thought it was a bearing issue. He says, no, the tires, one tire had worn at an odd rate. I said, well, not like I'm a bad driver, as my wife looks at me like,
no.
Okay. So. Anyways, they put all new tires on. That car runs brand new. So happy with them. They do service on every type of make and model. So Diamond Gems Tire and Automotive Service Center, 810-743-4210. Now, today, Brittany, we're going to play a little bit of a Sesame Street segment here.
This show brought to you by the letter. Can anybody guess?
Today's show brought to you by the letter B for Brittany.
And
be guns, guns that start, gun brands that start with B's, because
it's the best letter.
Well, yeah.
Other than J.
Well, but I don't think guns. I can't think of a single gun brand that starts with J.
Right, that's why B's better.
So Brittany is a big fan of guns that start with B's, obviously because of her name. So I said, well, this is really a good topic. Then we can talk about your favorite guns to start with B's, and then we can go into other guns that she could look at that start with B's and go from there with it. Right?
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
So you have a shotgun right now. You have a Browning shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
You have it's a 20 gauge BPS Upland. So it's a pump shotgun. You bought it, 6 years ago. It's been a long time.
Before we were married,
we were invited to a pheasant hunt and you didn't have a shotgun. And all my shotguns are more my size, not her size.
Mm-hmm.
So we found you it's an Upland 20 gauge. So it's got that straight English stock, 24 inch barrels, ported 20 gauge shotgun.
I love it.
And it fits you great.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's not a B on the stock. There's
right,
a little,
that's the only problem.
There's a little Browning gold buck mark under the trigger.
Which if you hold it sideways, it kind of looks like a B.
You squint, hold the gun upside down and sideways.
Plug your nose and...
Yeah, and 1 foot up. It looks like a B.
It does, yeah.
Well, and you liked it, and you've hunted for squirrels with it.
Mm-hmm.
You've hunted...
Successfully.
Yeah, you shot pheasants with it.
Yep, successfully.
Successfully. So really, it's been a very overall good gun for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your newest one, though, it's another B.
Yeah, this one's better.
Yeah. Well, it's not. It's
well,
different.
It's not better, but well,
it's different.
It's better because it has an actual B on it.
Any guesses? Anybody? Okay, it's a Bergera rifle.
Yep. Yep.
Which it still took you about 16 days to figure out how to say that name the right way.
I know, because I keep...
Bergara.
There's a lot of... Obviously, Bergara, you'll hear today on the show, there's a lot of B guns.
Bergamont.
Yeah, and I just have a hard time keeping them all separate. But this one has a B right on the stock.
Right on the stock.
Right molded so right into that.
You found a Bergara in 22 Magnum. Mm-hmm. So we can use this for a little, maybe longer range varmint hunting or small game hunting. Also, you can go out coyote hunting with me. You can come with me and go coyote hunting.
Yeah.
But you picked up the BMR X Carbon. This is really a really sweet 22 Magnum, fully adjustable length of pull. So this gun, we can really get it to fit your shoulder just right. Get it to fit so your cheek matches up with the scope perfectly. 18 inch carbon fiber threaded barrel, which we eventually will get you a suppressor for it.
Mm-hmm.
Because why not? Why not?
Well, every gun needs a suppressor.
You're so loud every day anyways. You need a suppressor, right?
Yeah. I am not.
No, you're the quietest person.
You're the loud one.
So, comes with a 5 and a 10 round magazine. This is a bolt action gun. It's a little heavier, but it's not as heavy as it would be if it didn't have that carbon fiber barrel.
That's true.
Which this is just really, you saw it and you're like, oh, it's got a B. And I'm like, oh my God, like, do you see what this, is pretty cool.
I literally, we were walking through the store.
Yeah.
And I saw it and I was like, oh, these guns have a B on it. I want this one. And you were like, okay, get it. And I was like, okay, I'm going to get it.
There you go. It's really, it's a tech.
And then you told me what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's a tack driver. This is a great gun. It'll last you for years. The nice thing is with a 22 Magnum, there's a lot. I mean, besides deer in Michigan, I mean, you can hunt for so many small game, so much small game with it. You really can. It's kind of an all seasons gun. So That's a good thing. So I'm very happy you got it. It's got a really cool textured, like a grayish black stock.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a good grip on it.
The carbon fiber is cool too.
It is. Yeah. And it's nice. It's heavy, but it's not terribly heavy. It's got enough weight where it's going to handle, you know, what little recoil 22. But anyways, it's going to be a comfortable gun for you for a long time.
I'm excited. I haven't shot it yet, but.
It's going to be great when you do.
Yeah.
It really is. So. Now, there's other B guns out there. Guns that start with Bs that I think we could look at for you. I think that would be a great opportunity because, you know, that your shotgun now, it's really good for hunting in the woods, in the field. But if we're going to go out and start skeet shooting more or trap shooting, you need something, maybe a longer barrel. Now, I picked out two guns, and I know the first one's not a long barrel, but it was such a beautiful gun, and it started with a B. And I think the name's fun to say. So I said, well, we'll talk about this one too. So this is the Benelli Montefeltro. Just saying Montefeltro. It's a fun name
to say.
It's like
Machu Picchu.
Machu Picchu, but it's Montefeltro.
Yeah.
This is a Montefeltro ultralight in 20 gauge. Now, this is a semi-auto shotgun. So you load them in the tube, and every time you pull the trigger, you know, it's probably, honestly, I'm only going to hold three because there's limits to that for hunting. So it'll hold three and, you know, boom, boom, boom. 24-inch barrel, 20 gauge, grade A satin walnut. This thing has some of the prettiest wood on a shotgun I've seen in a long time.
I love walnut.
Yeah. High gloss blooming on the barrel and receiver. This gun it's beautiful. And it's inertia. So I know you're probably like, I don't care.
I have no idea what that means.
So we covered this in a couple weeks back. You know, the gas shotguns operate either by inertia or gas operated. So inertia shotguns mean it uses just the pure recoil of that shell to work the action. A gas shotgun works when that shotgun shoots, when that, you know, the shot leaves the barrel, the gases come back and make the operation happen and push back the action, open the action for the shell to eject. Inertia shotguns are much cleaner.
Yeah.
So.
Gas usually isn't that clean.
Depends. Depends. So, anyways, now the only kicker is the ultralight still has a shorter barrel. Still has a 24-inch barrel. It might not be the best for trap or skeet, but for everyday hunting, putting food on the table, it's really a great option. And your MSRP is around $2,100 for the shotgun. So that's the Benelli Montefeltro ultralight.
Montefeltro.
You have to like, yeah.
Put it, boop-a-dee-boop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, the other one I think might be better for you, and it's an over and under shotgun. You don't.
What does that mean?
The barrels are above each other.
Oh, yep.
Over and under. Barrels are above each other. And this would be ideal for shooting trap or skeet, you know, when the pit clay pigeons and all of that. This is longer barrel. So this is the Browning Synergy CX. This is kind of, you know, Browning has the Synergies, the Satori's, and they go up from there to the Satori 725s and 825s and up into the fully, you know, high, super, super high-end shotguns that are not semi-autos. These are over and under shotguns. So the Browning Synergy CX, it's kind of Browning's entry point into the over and under shotguns, but it does come in 20 gauge. It comes in 12 and 20. And I figured for you, because you already have a 20 gauge, you're comfortable with it. I don't want to bruise your shoulder up, especially with an over and under. We can do 20 gauge. Winchester AA has the shotgun shells that are the reduced recoil too. So it's more comfortable for you to shoot at a longer time at the range.
30 and it's pretty.
And it is pretty.
He prints the pictures for me so I can see. I can see what he's talking about. And it's pretty. I like it. It's also walnut.
It is walnut. Mm-hmm. It's got that grade one walnut that you see on most Browning shotguns. 30-inch barrel, so it has long enough of a barrel that you're going to get the distance out of this for trap and skeet. It's heavier. You know, it's 6 pounds, 8 ounces. But you want that weight, again, to handle what you're shooting. Silver receiver, blue barrels. It comes with 3 choke tubes. I mean, really, this is a beautiful shotgun.
It is very pretty.
You know, and
it reminds me of one that you have.
It looks like my red. It looks like my red label.
Yeah.
It looks like my Ruger red label. It does. But that doesn't start with a B.
No, it doesn't. We're not talking about that today.
If your name was
Beruger,
what would be an? What's a woman's name that starts with an R?
Rebecca.
If your name was Rebecca, yeah. We'd be looking at a Ruger here.
Yeah, Rachel.
But even if your name was Rebecca, you could go by Becky.
Rachel.
Rachel. Okay, Rachel.
Riley.
I do know a Randy that's a woman.
Yeah, Randy with an I.
Yeah, with an mm-hmm. I. So yep. If your name was one of those, we could look at Rugers. But your name is Brittany. So now Barrett's also start
Stay
with
Stay tuned
Bs,
for next week.
So we could go with 50 caliber Barrett's. But this is a little more useful. So anyways, the Browning Synergy CX list price on these is right around $2,200. Again, good 20 gauges, you know, they're not your lowest price 20 gauges, but we're getting there with them. So anyways, those are some B guns for Brittany.
We're just getting started, baby.
We're just getting started. So, hey, Gunsmith Show, we'll be right back here on 103.1 The Ticket and coming to you live this Saturday morning with more fun talk with Brittany and Jake. We'll be right back.